This is Radio Nepal. I'm Srisana Bastola with the news. The headlines first. Minister for Culture, Tourism and Civil Aviation Badri Prasad Pandey held meeting with agitating cabin crew members of Nepal Airlines. The halted flights likely to resume from today. Third day of the festival Bada Dasai being celebrated across the country today. And U.S. President Joe Biden warns Israel against Iran oil strikes as war fear mounts. Now the news in detail. The halted planes of Nepal Airlines are likely to fly from today as the talks between the tourism minister and the agitating cabin crew has taken a positive turn. Two flights to Dubai and Hong Kong were cancelled after the strike of 9 flight attendants and demanding the removal of the 45-year age limit. Minister for Culture, Tourism and Civil Aviation, Badri Prasad Pandey, had called the protesting group of cabin crew and representatives of Nepal Airlines to the ministry to hold the meeting. At the end of the discussion, Minister Pandey urged the cabin crew members not to stop the service in any case as the Supreme Court has given a separate order on the matter of the operator and the administrator. The third day of Navratri of the Bada Dasai festival is being celebrated today as devotees from all over the country have started flocking to Saktipeeth, the shrines of goddesses, for worshipping. Today, on the third day of Navratri, special puja is being performed in the Dasai house by invoking Chandrakanta, the third form of goddess Durga. For 9 days, special worship is done to 9 different forms of goddess Durga by worshipping in various shrines across the country. The traffic police have been provided 104 sets of smartphones for regulating their digital driving license. Minister for Physical Infrastructures and Transport Devendra Dahal and Minister of Labour, Employment and Transport at Bagmati Province Prem Bhakta Maharajan handed over the smartphones to Inspector General of Nepal Police Basant Kumar amidst a program in Federal Ministry on Friday. Minister Dahal viewed the assistance to traffic police as a reminder of direct cooperation between the Ministry and Nepal Police. Similarly, IGP Kumar hoped the assistance would be very useful for traffic police to ensure convenient public services delivery. The number of people who lost their lives in the recent late monsoon-induced disaster has reached 239, while 18 more are still missing in the floods and landslides that occurred in the country last week. According to the spokesperson of the Ministry of Home Affairs, Rishi Ram Tiwari, a total of 178 people were injured in the disaster-induced incidents, while 17,120 people have been rescued from the flood and landslides-affected areas so far. Efforts are underway to mobilize relief support for survivors and repair the highway and roads that have suffered damages. Meanwhile, traffic in the south of Nawalparasi has resumed one way after the damaged road section was repaired. The vehicular movement in the road section falling in down near Bardaghat Municipality 4 was closed after it caved in due to heavy rainwater. Deputy Superintendent of Police at District Police Office, Resam Bora, shared that the road has been in one-way operation since 9:30 a.m. this morning. DSP Bohra added that the work is underway to further repair the road and bring it into two-way operation. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to some international updates. U.S. President Joe Biden on Friday advised Israel against striking Iran's oil facilities, saying he was trying to rally the world to avoid the escalating prospect of all-out war in the Middle East. The Agence France-Presse quoted the U.S. president as saying Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu should remember the U.S. support for Israel when deciding on next steps. Talking to the reporters, President Biden said that if he was in the place of Israel, he would think about other alternatives in striking oil fields. The price of oil had jumped after President Biden's remarks came on Thursday. The UK government is chartering another flight for British nationals to leave Lebanon on Sunday as it urges people to exit the country which is gripped by conflict. More than 250 UK citizens have already left on chartered flights. According to the UK's Foreign Office, more than 2,000 British nationals had registered their presence in the country as of Friday morning. The flight will be the fourth one specially organized by the government. The Foreign Office of UK has further said that there were no more scheduled flights because of a decrease in demand. However, the situation will be kept under constant review. Hezbollah has said on early Saturday that it was engaged in ongoing clashes with Israeli troops in the Lebanon border area after saying earlier that the Hezbollah group forced the Israeli soldiers to retreat there. The Agence France-Presse quoted the Hezbollah's group's statement as saying, Israeli enemy soldiers renewed an attempt to advance towards the vicinity of the municipality in the village of Adiaseh, and Hezbollah fighters confronted the attempt. As a result, the clashes continue. Hezbollah and Israel have been exchanging near-daily cross-border fire for almost a year, with the group saying it is acting in support of Palestinian ally Hamas over the Gaza war. Now the general weather forecast for the country. Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy in Kosi, Mathis, Bagmati and Gandaki province and partly cloudy to mainly fair in rest of the country today. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur at a few places of Kosi, Mathis, Bagmati and Gandaki province and at one or two places of rest of the provinces. At present, there is an influence of monsoon air across the country. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Minister for Culture, Tourism and Civil Aviation Badri Prasad Pandey held meeting with agitating cabin crew members of Nepal Airlines. The halted flights likely to resume from today. Third day of the festival Bara Dasai being celebrated across the country today. And US President Joe Biden warns Israel against Iran oil strikes as war fears mount. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. You can listen to us online on our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.